right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Kevin Hart will be hosting the Oscars on February 24th. Now, up till now, they had no host. They couldn't get a host. That's like the kiss of death.
Mm-hmm.
So, good luck, Kevin Hart, on probably your first and only time hosting the Oscars.
I can only take him in doses.
I think a lot of people. Do I think he'll do a good job? I think he will, but
yeah.
He says, I'm blown away simply because this has been a goal on my list for a long time. There are a lot of comedians, a lot of hosts who want to do it but don't want to do it. He says, I know my mom is smiling from ear to ear.
Oh, I bet.
So, and they kept saying, nobody wants to host. I put my hat in the ring. I said, I would do it. I don't care.
For the last 3 years.
I know it'll be one time, but because nobody, you know, they love you. Until you host the Oscars, then they hate you.
Yep.
Like, oh, she's terrible. That radio, Carla, was awful.
Mm-hmm.
When she looked horrible, she sounds good, but yeah. The sound. Mike, Law and Order. This sound. Right there. It sounds very simple, doesn't it? Well, apparently it's a combination of over 10 sounds. There's a gavel in there. There's a jail door slamming.
Really?
Yes.
Hold on, let me...
And there are also, like, monks, Japanese monks, like, walking across a hardwood floor.
Hold on. Shh. Oh, yeah. No, hold on. Let me take... Okay.
Yeah.
I don't hear the monks.
You feel the monks.
Oh, you feel the monks.
The guy who made it said he wanted to create the effect of a judge's gavel or a jail cell locking, but he didn't want to use actual sound effects. So he gathered all these sounds, did it electronically, and that's what he came up with. Wow, I hope he made some money off of that.
Good for him.
Listen, I'm just waiting on the monks. We need 500 of them, okay?
They air it probably about, what, 5-6 times during that show?
Yes. Yeah, they do. Man, wow. And chaos online earlier this week when someone noticed that Friends was going to leave Netflix at the start of 2019. Not so. Netflix, no. They said, it's okay. Show will be around through next year. But here's what we're finding out now. They had to shell out. They were paying about $30 million a year for Friends.
Yeah.
They're now going to pay somewhere between $70 and $100 million just to keep it going through 2019.
Wow. Is the show still that big?
It is that big. You know, we've had 17, 18-year-old interns come through here who know Netflix, you know, Friends through Netflix. Huh. So, yeah, I know it. I mean, it airs on a lot of things, but you can watch it from beginning to end on Netflix. So it will be around through next year. I mean, people were really upset about this. So
thank God.
Oh, thank God we can go into the new year knowing that, you know, Joey knows how everybody's doing, huh? Yeah,
perfect.
That is my painfully deep take for this hour. Sponsored by Paul Powell.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.